San Jose. Go Giants!
From ABC News, I'm Aaron Katursky. With races tightening around the country 12 days before midterm elections, President Obama campaigns in the West for vulnerable Democrats.
I have to have Patty Murray back in the United States Senate. Can I get that promise from you guys? Are you going to vote?
This is Vic Ratner. Democrats hope President Obama can make a difference in some very tight races. New polls show Senate races in Washington, Nevada, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, virtual ties. In California, Democrat Barbara Boxer has a 5 percentage point lead over her Republican rival in a new poll, but campaign aides still call the race volatile.
ABC's Vic Ratner. Elderly patients with dementia were among the victims of a Medicare fraud prosecutor said today was unlike anything they'd seen before. ABC's Terrell Fournet is in Miami.
This is really being called one of the largest Medicare fraud busts in U.S. history. Some $200 million in fraudulent claims have been traced back to at least one company that is based here in South Florida. At the center of it all, American Therapeutic Corporation. This is the nation's largest chain of community mental health centers licensed by Medicare.
The superintendent in Toms River, one of New Jersey's biggest school districts, was accused today of fraud and bribery. Prosecutors say Michael Ritacco took kickbacks from an insurance broker. An unexpected discovery on the moon when NASA crashed its lunar orbiter last year. Scientists say it loosened twice as much water as thought.
There's a lot of other volatiles there with the water. Stuff like light hydrocarbons and carbon dioxide, even mercury.
NASA's Michael Wargo says this discovery may again make the moon an appealing target for human exploration. Wall Street had a back-and-forth kind of day, but at the close, the Dow up about 34 points, NASDAQ flat. You're listening to ABC News.
Hi, I'm Diane Caradu. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the new health care law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The NAACP is calling on the Tea Party movement to oust people with ties to racist groups. The Reverend William Barber says at least a dozen members of the Tea Party have racist ties.
Hate language, hate ideology, hate field distortions and political ideology rooted in supremacy ideals hinders us from having the real and necessary honest debate about jobs and about education, and about justice for all.
Laura Long with a Tea Party group in Raleigh says she hasn't seen any evidence of racism.
I think that it is a tactic used by the NAACP. I think that most Americans, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, don't like the idea of socialism, which is now kind of where our country is headed.
The NAACP says it will weekly post names on its website of Tea Party members it considers to be racist. It has been the dream of inventors, and maybe Emeril Lagasse, for years. Smell-o-vision.
What if
down right in the middle so they're not touching
you could
anything.
Actually smell that chicken frying on the TV cooking show?
You want to cook this until it's golden brown and...
What if you could actually smell that body on the TV crime show?
She was choked before she was stabbed.
A couple of Japanese researchers think they have finally figured out how to do it, using printers to spray small amounts of scent instead of ink. If their work holds up, perhaps what the actors on the tube say they smell.
You might smell too, says Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Kevin Richards is having problems with his identity.
Hey, Kev.
God, what now?
Check it out. I met a guy out there, had a credit score of 530. How low can you go?
Maybe his identity did something stupid.
Hey, wait.
Like talking to goons from Kazakhstan.
Hey, those guys were nice.
Knowing your credit score is a good start, but Identity Guard has more. Credit reports, state-of-the-art protection, and 24/7 monitoring. Identity Guard. Your identity is counting on you. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Aaron Katursky, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhardt. A gas leak in San Jose that forced the evacuation of homes in an elementary school this morning has been stopped. Gardner Elementary sent kids home for the day. 15 homes in the area around Willis Avenue in San Jose were evacuated. The Roseville Galleria outside of Sacramento County is evacuated this hour after police say a man started a fire and then barricaded himself in the back of an electronics store. He's since been arrested, but officers are concerned there may be a second suspect inside. And State Senator Jenny Oropeza, a Democrat best known for her efforts to improve public health, has died in a Long Beach hospital after a long illness related to a blood clot. With a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
San Jose, North 280 at Saratoga Avenue, crash on the shoulder. Castro Street between Market and 18th, San Francisco, possible gas leak. The delicious chalupa at Taco Bell just got bigger. The new XXL chalupa with double the seasoned beef and warm nacho cheese sauce at participating locations for a limited time. Double the seasoned beef compared to chalupa supreme. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Partly sunny this afternoon, mostly cloudy tonight with a few light showers possible. Mostly cloudy for tomorrow with a chance of light showers. Unsettled through the weekend. It's 64 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
The number one health program for over 30 years. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of healthiness with Dr. Dina Dow.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dow here. Welcome to the program once again. You know, pedophilia is a medical condition, psychiatric condition here, and this whole brouhaha over the Glee GQ shoot. I don't know. Pedophilia is in the eye of the beholder here, and I don't know where to come down on this, the Parents Television Council. You know, the actresses who play high schoolers, if you believe they were really 16 and 17 years of age, well, you need a pair of Dina Dow eyeglasses. You know, these are 24, 25-year-old women actresses who play these characters. So they are entitled to do what they want to. You may or may not approve of it, and you can express yourself, you know, in terms of complaints or whether you watch this or not. But the thing to me is that so often happens. You know, if you want a movie to be a success, ban it in Boston. Remember the old saying? All we've done here is just make this glaringly obvious to your kids whom you want to protect in the first place. So you can't turn a television set on now without looking at those pictures. Why? Because it gives television stations a wonderful opportunity to show cheesecake that fits within the current guidelines. Namely, they're not showing this or not showing that, but they're skimpily clad. So you just see it in every news broadcast. And in the end, that's defeating the purpose, I think, of the Parents Television Council. And I agree, you need to have controls over what kids watch. You also need to have controls over bad smells. I don't know about this one. There's a couple of stories here that relate to this. And the first one, you know, in general, there have been some stories, and most of this has happened overseas, where certain parts of our culture, of Western culture, offend certain people who are Muslims. And some of it, you know, I sound like one of these Tea Partiers. You take a job in a grocery store, you don't want to handle pork, well, you pick the wrong job. You're an Orthodox Jew, you don't drive a cab on Friday nights. You don't, you know, all these stories that have come out, things that have offended. You don't work in a liquor store if you're a Muslim. I don't think it's up for the home, it's up to the home culture to adapt everything to fit other cultures that move into countries that give you freedom of religious expression, but after that it gets crazy. It's the same deal here. You know, some Christians are just as guilty when they don't want to give you your birth control pills if they're a pharmacist in a pharmacy. All right, so here's a case of a woman owns a cafe, and she's been ordered to tear down an extractor fan because the smell of her frying bacon is blowing next door and offending Muslims. Well, this one is tricky, isn't it? I mean, some would say the smell of bacon is God's own fragrance.
Others find it, ew. And I used to live as a kid, and I've lived in cheap apartments, you know, when I was in school, and I've lived near extractor fans, and I don't know where you have a right to the air you breathe being clean, and where someone else's commercial activity not only offends your sense of smell, but might be unhealthy. So this is very, very, very tricky. Now, the thing is that the this couple, they are Turkish Muslims. That makes it even more interesting. And it gets into the planning department and everybody getting bent out of shape. Here's another one having to do with bad smells. And maybe even Heather and I disagree a little about this, all right? New York City. Mayor Bloomberg wants to expand the ban on smoking in restaurants and bars to beaches, boardwalks, pedestrian plazas, parks, outdoor public spaces. Now, listen to what smokers are saying. Some smokers say it's another unwelcome case of government telling people how to behave. Now, you know, I don't like that. I don't like it when government tells you how to behave. As long as your behavior, okay, is not influencing, offensive, or in the face of other people. That's the problem, unless you're talking about specific constitutionally protected activities. So if Nazis want to march down your, you know, have a parade downtown, you know, you got to let them. Now, Bloomberg has already banned trans fats in restaurants. Big deal. He wants to bar the purchase of, you know, sodas with food stamps. He wants to take the vending machines out of it. None of these things are going to make a difference. In another step to encourage healthy living, he wants to remove, he suggested, remove salt in restaurant food. All right. All these things I disagree with. But cigarette smoking, as one citizen's lobby against smoker harassment says, smoking a cigarette is illegal behavior. This person is right. If smoking is so horrible, why don't we ban it? It is not the government's role to dictate or force anyone to not do it. Well, he's right there, too. But, and I'm a native New Yorker, friends, born and raised. There's nothing worse than walking down a street in New York because it's intense. There's a lot of people. And I find this in foreign countries. Same way. And someone either in front of you is just blowing smoke in your face, or the huddle of workers in buildings that have not provided a smoker environment for them in the buildings, huddled around the entranceway, you know, smoking in a cloud of smoke, and you walk through it and you have to stop breathing, and it's obnoxious. By the same token, you know, old diesel buses belching fumes in your face, but we have controls there. We've done a lot to reduce it. So this is a part of this I actually support just for my own sake. And the whole business with restaurants, when people say, oh, the health effects of secondhand smoke. Well, you know, I don't know. That literature is difficult to interpret for me. It's complex. But the idea that you're sitting in a restaurant and you're smelling someone's smoke when you're trying to, you know, savor the Chardonnay, that's obnoxious. That has to do with being polite. That's all. So it always was a simple issue. More smoke. Marijuana proposition starting to tilt. I wonder if this proposition hasn't gone up and down in terms of public support more than any other proposition, which usually start off and slowly increases until it wins or slowly decreases until it loses. This has been all over the place. It'll be close. It is so complex. We did a whole show on it. I can't get into it. I have so many biases from my own life and history and where I live in terms of what it has done, namely, you know, the big illegal growing operations in the county where I live, how it's affected our local culture, all the way to I think you have the right and the freedom to smoke and do anything you want with your body. So it's very confusing to me. This next one, I'm going to give a plug for a proposition. It's not confusing to me. It's near and dear to my heart. And should be to yours, is Proposition 21 in California. If you don't live in California, I still think it could affect you. This affects our state parks. Now, annually, California state parks attract like 80 million people. They generate $5 billion, and the politicians have played games with it. Every dollar spent in a state park creates $2.35 for the state treasury. Everybody's behind this thing, local businesses. The underfunding of politicians has caused state parks to accumulate over $1 billion to backlog and maintenance and repairs, and it's disgusting. The bathrooms have gone south on us. They're not clean. Bridges collapsed. Trails washed out. Here it is, Prop 21. California vehicles will get into state parks free, year-round day use. Now, that's a big plus. It comes right back to you as a citizen. And where is the money going to come from? An $18 surcharge on vehicle registration. Does not apply to large commercial vehicles. You know, this is a heritage you pass on to your kids. State parks represent an inheritance and an investment that puts them in a special category. These are properties and habitats that have been donated by people, transferred to the state for safekeeping. You have to own up to this. We have an obligation to keep them in good conditions and ensure that they remain accessible for future generations. And it's good for your health. Think of the stories we've done on communities that provide green space, open spaces. People will walk more. There's less obesity. They get more exercise. They are overall healthier when you give people access to space. You don't want to walk anyplace when there's no place to walk and no reason for you to walk and get out there other than the mall. So state parks, they're an incredible, important resource. They ought to be taken out of the political wrangling, all right, and fund them forever, you know, once and for all. All right, another environmental issue is phthalates and sex toys. We were talking about that. It was just, I mean, it's true, but I got a letter here just to tell you this is not new, and some of these things have not been lost on entrepreneurs. I am the education manager, program manager at Good Vibrations. I know this place well. They were forerunners back at a time when, you know, opening a, what do you call these shops? Yeah, sex toy store. All right, call it what it is. But this was a forerunner. I know the woman who started it, and there's nothing wrong with this. You know, helping people enjoy their sex lives is fine. All right? Now, one of the customers told us that I told you that many sex toy stores carry products containing phthalates. This has been a topic of some concern for us for several years. We're at the forefront of bringing the issue to the attention of the industry. As a result, manufacturers have phased phthalates out of their products. We were one of the first companies to stop carrying products containing phthalates, so you can buy a vibrator at Good Vibrations and feel safe. Since this is a topic of considerable importance to us, I'd be happy to join Dr. Dell and Show to discuss our decisions, et cetera. Sorry, you don't need to, because we just did it. This is an animal study, but it has important implications. A father who eats a high-fat diet may give their daughters diabetes. You cannot do a study like this in humans. This is done in animals, and I am blown away by it. I can't imagine how this could happen. How fat in the diet could alter genes? Well, environments can alter genes. It is possible. They did it in animals, and indeed the animals from the father animal eating a high-fat diet, the offspring had higher rates of diabetes. Drug companies influencing prescribing. Well, many doctors claim they're not influenced by this, but the drug companies that detail people, this has been an old, old, old situation. Goes back to when I was in medicine. And the idea is that they try to influence you. I think a good doctor prescribes for you the best drug for you and is not influenced by it. But sadly, when you do studies, you do find some doctors are influenced by this. That exposure to drug company information results in more frequent prescriptions. There's 38 studies showed that is so. 13 studies did not show such an association. Some controversy, but so far 38 to 13. I think for some doctors, it's true. This one that doctors, drug companies pay 17,000 U.S. doctors. This idea, these payments are not illegal. They're not even considered improper. This investigation here shows doctors are sometimes urged to recommend off-label prescriptions for drugs, meaning using them for conditions they're not approved for. Sometimes that's a good thing. I'm afraid that this is a very hard study for me to tell you whether this is good or bad. So doctors get paid. If you're going to go and give a lecture about a particular drug, the drug company will help you. And the idea that gifts and payments will alter your attitudes, I'm a sucker for that. You want to sell me something, give me a little bit of a gift. Give me a 25-cent gift, and you're trying to sell me something for $10,000, I'm yours. We're human beings. We all respond to that. So I don't quite, I don't know quite how to interpret this. When physicians say things that are not true because they're being paid by a drug company to give the talk, okay, that's different. And as far as making other doctors aware of off-label uses, sometimes that's to your advantage. That's to your advantage. So let's call that a draw right now. Everybody's, this one is, let me do this because this is very near and dear to my heart. This has to do with physician suicide, physician depression, and we're going to compare doctors to the general population. They found a 40% higher risk of suicide for male doctors compared to the general population, a staggering 130% higher risk of suicide for female doctors. And the beginning of this tragic difference is medical school. Students enter medical school with mental health profiles the same as you, but end up experiencing depression, burnout, and other illness at a higher rate. There is something wrong with medical education. I've been saying this since the day I came on the air. I was a dropout. By that I mean I finished medical school in great, great pain, finished all my training, internship, and residency. I practiced surgery, and I won 1 year. That's it. I was out of there. And the reason was I realized that I was depressed. And when you're depressed, you stop caring. And I really have begun to, you know, to get in touch with this and realize that that's what drove me out of medicine. Happy to be here. Happy to be here. But this is a grim statistic, and we want doctors who care, who enjoy what they're doing, and this has to be addressed. All right? Something else here. You ready? You're going to love this. America just came in last place. Last place. This is an important thing. I have to use the word thing, sorry. That we came in last. It's something that you do at least 5,000 times a day, and we are last, and it has an impact on your health. You go figure out what that is. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Again, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
When you're looking for a good place to eat, what do? You look for the parking lot with the most cars. So when you're looking to save some real money on car insurance, what do? You call GEICO. They've been the fastest growing car insurance company over the past 5 years, which means their parking lot has been filling up faster than anybody's. Guess folks really like what's on the menu. Save money. Save money. And oh yeah, save money.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
For me, the end of a long day meant the beginning of a much longer night of trying to breathe better and get some sleep. Then I exercise my right to breathe right with new Breathe Right Advanced Nasal Strips. They open my nose the instant I put them on. Wow, I breathe better, I sleep better, I feel better. And you can too.
Exercise your right to breathe right with new drug-free Breathe Right Advanced. Get two free strips at BreatheRight.com.
Hey, it's everyone's right to breathe right.
Here's a bone health tip from Sally Field.
It helps to eat plenty of calcium-rich foods like yogurt, spinach, or cheese. But you need more than calcium and vitamin D and exercise to keep your bones strong. Once monthly Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. So ask your doctor about Boniva today.
Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet for postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and/or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
You've got one body and one life, so ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing.
To get 1 month free and more bone health advice, visit BonivaTips.com or call 1-888-7-BONE-TIPS.
Sometimes the strongest foundations aren't made of concrete. After an earthquake, the strength to rebuild can come from anywhere. Like a photo album rescued from the rubble. One that, in a collage of faded colors and curled edges, tells the story of your family. A leather-bound portal to emotional strolls down memory lane. Wherever you find your personal strength, be it from a photo album, a treasured heirloom, or the support of family and friends, the California Earthquake Authority is here with the financial strength to match your resolve. Working together with our network of leading insurance companies, we provide a foundation of unsurpassed financial stability and expert service, helping Californians like you get the security you need to recover from the next major earthquake. For more information about CEA Earthquake Insurance and a list of participating insurers, visit EarthquakeAuthority.com. California Earthquake Authority. The strength to rebuild.
And that's why there's Dr. Dina Dell. Now available simply by dialing 800-548-TALK. This is Heather, standing by at 800-548-8255.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. One quick comment, because I want to make the issue bigger than a local issue, and that concerns the heritage that we pass on to future generations. And as a New Yorker, you know, there was controversy when they put aside Central Park. And I wonder if in 100 years or 200 years, will people look back at us and wish that we had preserved more of our natural resources or fewer of our natural resources? This is just something that is human and transcends politics and, you know, petty disputes. So that's the reason, you know, I strongly support Prop 21 in California. All right, let's go to Dr. On Call.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth, and I'm from Massachusetts. I am using an ionic foot spa that I bought for about $800 a year ago, and I feel it does help me. I wondered what your thoughts were on that. I noticed that the water turns various colors at various times. Sometimes it comes out almost black and with foam, and it's supposed to mean that it's cleansing my blood, my liver, my gallbladder, my lymphatic system, and my, well, generally, just everything. I was told that we have 2,000 glands at the bottom of our feet, and that it does pull these things out through the bottom of the feet. And it feels like there's little needles almost sticking to the bottom of my feet, and I'm going through it. It's not really painful or anything, no, it's just strange. I do feel it's helping me because I don't have a spleen, and it does seem that it's cleansing the blood a lot. Also, I see little black metal flecks, which they say that's heavy metals coming out of your body. Thank you very much for answering my query about this.
Yes. Dear, you've been ripped off. $800. I am so, so sorry. You've been lied to. This is quackery. And take your feet out of the thing and turn it on and see what happens. And then call me back. The color you see on these foot baths, the idea is you put your feet in them, then they turn black and all these god-awful colors, and that's all the toxins, which they say a couple of thousand or hundreds of grams of toxins in your feet. I mean, it's amazing. Isn't it amazing how these marketers get people to believe this stuff? Imagine if they got behind getting people to take care of themselves, getting people to not use drugs, getting people to eat correctly, getting people to think beautiful thoughts. If we took all the marketing minds behind the quack products in this country and put them to good uses, we could maybe change the world. How about marketing peace? You know, why don't we let madmen go after that one? So this is because of the electrodes. And when you plug it in and you lose it, use it. And I guess I don't want to have to explain how all that works, but there's a little chemistry involved in how the metals in the anode and the diode, there's to the positive and the negative electrodes in the thing, will take the metal. That's a little flex that you're seeing in this, and you think it's a toxin. So this is complete, abject, total, and complete quackery for $800, and there doesn't seem to be anybody who cares about it. Now think of the stuff that we focus on in this country. You know, and how the stuff that politicians do and the stuff that they completely ignore. And I just feel so sad for you. And the thing is that you believe it's helping you is just a testimonial to the placebo effect, where anything we want to believe something, you know, we will. It's kind of simple. All right, let's talk to Jill up in Wine Country. How you doing, Jill?
Dr. Dina Dell, I live in Sonoma County, and everybody drinks wine, and I'm not a wine drinker. I think it tastes bitter and sour, and I don't care for it. And I was wondering, does a glass of grape juice have the same health benefit as a glass of wine? And if not, why?
That's a really good question. I'd love to see a head-to-head comparison. It's just difficult to do in humans. There is evidence that, yes, the grape juice, and listen, it's not because we had Welch's grape juice as an advertiser one time in this program, because there are factors in grape juice that are also found in wine that may be the thing responsible for the supposed health benefits of wine. And I just cannot tell you. Now, there's more sugar in grape juice than in wine, of course. That makes sense. And there is nothing more beautiful to drink than plain grape juice. I mean, I had a house once. I had a little vineyard associated with it. I'm not a winemaker. We just crushed the grapes and drank it. And oh, my gosh, that was nectar of the gods. I never would go near another soda again as long as I live if you could drink, you know, fresh grape juice or even the pasteurized version. So, yes, there is a chance it could be as healthy for your heart. There's animal evidence to support it, but I can't prove it right now. So you go ahead and drink the grape juice. All right, we come back. What is it Americans came in last place? We do 5,000 times a day. Other countries do way more often, and it's important to your health. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A smell of gas is reported in San Francisco's Castro District, and the intersection of 18th and Castro has been closed by police. But PG&E has not found any problems at this point. No damage, no injuries reported. The gas leak was real in San Jose this morning, forcing the evacuation of Gardner Academy. The leak was quickly capped. Nobody hurt. School was closed for the day. President Obama arrives in San Francisco at 3 p.m. today and heads to fundraisers in the city and on the peninsula. Traffic will be stopped for his passage today and his departure at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Home sales in the Bay Area in September dropped almost 20% from September of last year. Median prices rose 8.2%. This is KGO.
TheDoctorForYou.com is the perfect place for
families, big families, small families, families with two boys, families with two girls.
At TheDoctorForYou.com, you can search for a doctor by the criteria that fit your family's needs, like specialty, location, and languages spoken.
Families with family businesses, families that are always in each other's business, families that need to mind their own business, businesses that are like one big happy family.
And because it's from Sutter Health, you're choosing doctors from some of the most respected medical groups and hospitals in Northern California and right in your community.
Nuclear families, extended families, crazy families like mine, broken families, families with members with broken bones, broken hearts.
Plus, Sutter Health makes it easy to manage your family's health with convenient online services so you can view test results, request appointments, and email your doctor. Only at TheDoctorForYou.com. Sutter Health. With you for life.
Or pretty much any family.
Make sure your health plan includes the Sutter Health Network, including Eden Medical Center and Sutter Delta Medical Center.
Hey, honey, should we use our points from Chase Sapphire for a shopping trip or a getaway?
How about shopping for our getaway?
Presenting Chase Sapphire, the complete rewards card with points you can use for just about anything.
You know, I've always wanted to go to Miami.
I'd love to see Martha's Vineyard.
Let's meet in the middle in Myrtle Beach.
Done.
Use your points to book travel with no restrictions or blackout dates. Any flight, any hotel, anytime. Not planning travel? Use your points to get millions of merchandise reward options.
I'm going to pick up a new golf bag with my points.
You might want to pick up some lessons to go with it.
I can golf.
To apply today, call 877-79-RADIO or go to chasesapphire.com/radio4. Get unlimited points that never expire and 10,000 points after first use. Where other rewards cards make promises, we deliver.
With so many things to do with our points, I can't decide.
Just leave it to me.
Okay.
Call 877-79-RADIO or go to chasesapphire.com/radio4. Chase Sapphire. Chase what matters. Credit cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply. See chasesapphire.com/radio for pricing and rewards details.
Paid for by Stop Hidden Taxes. No on 25, yes on 26. A coalition of taxpayers and employers with major funding from California Business PAC, sponsored by California Chamber of Commerce and Chevron.
While working families are struggling, Sacramento politicians are living it up at taxpayer expense.
Careful, Assemblyman. That's a $100 bottle.
Who cares, Senator? The taxpayers can afford it.
And if we get voters to pass Prop 25, we can afford even more.
Instead of controlling spending, many politicians are promoting Prop 25 to make it easier to increase their own tax-free expense accounts.
A toast, then, to Prop 25.
We all want an on-time balanced budget, but Prop 25 will just make things worse. 25 makes it easier for politicians to raise our income taxes, sales taxes, and taxes on our homes so they can spend even more. We need to clean house in Sacramento, not lower the votes to pass a budget. It's time to say no to the politicians. Vote no on 25.
With a name like Mattress Discounters, our prices simply have to be the lowest around. That's why Mattress Discounters will beat anyone's price or will give you the mattress free. Find a lower price on a new Posturepedic, Serta, Simmons, Sealy, or Stearns & Foster mattress, and Mattress Discounters will beat it, even 60 days after your purchase. Make sure you get the lowest price or it's free guarantee at Mattress Discounters.
Mattress Discounters!
From obstetricians to pediatricians, Kaiser Permanente puts everything for you and your baby in one place. Find out more at kp.org/thrive.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. I love this study. It's so simple. Simple, simple, simple. They tracked 1,136 adults in the United States who wore pedometers for 2 days. You know, those little things you attach to your body, it tells how many steps you're taking. And then they did it to people in Switzerland, Australia, Japan. The findings were just fascinating. America's on average, we take 5,117 steps a day. That's a lot of steps. Don't you think, the average American? Australia, 9,695. Switzerland, 9,650. Japan, 7,168. Now, the fitness gap between us and other countries adds up to about 40 minutes of walking a day. Now, a mile of walking covers 2,000 steps. So Americans at, say, 5,000, so roughly, you know, that's 2.25 miles. Now, we want people to take 10,000 steps a day, so we got to up it to twice that for maintaining, for maintenance of good health. That's about 5 miles of walking. There's more. American men, on average, daily, 5,300 steps. Women, 4,900 steps. Being single, more steps. Single people, 6,000 steps. 4,800 for married people. Widowed, 3,400 steps. An earlier study in 2004 used pedometers for Amish people. Get this. An Amish man, 18,000 steps a day. An Amish woman, 14,000. Now, countries that reported high average daily steps have lower obesity rates, ranging from 3 to 16%. America, 34%. Correlation, not causation. Let's see what else here. So, living environment, urban, suburban, and rural, or eating habits were not associated with steps per day in America. I find that interesting. Levels of ambulatory physical activity contributing to high prevalence of adult obesity in the United States. So you might want to get yourself a pedometer and see where you are. I think that's pretty cool. I think that, you know, a direct and simple feedback like that could be helpful. Like if at the end of the day you push a button and it shows you exactly what you ate that day, that somehow all food was barcoded, you know, and as it went down your esophagus, a little meter, you know, added up the calories. I think that would have meaning. The only other way to doing that is to keep track of it yourself, and that's really, really, really hard. All right? Let's talk to Gail. How you doing, Gail?
Fine, Dr. Danadel. I have two small precancerous lesions on my face, but because one is just above my lip line and the other one is near my eye at the top of my nose, I'm wondering if I should let the dermatologist remove this or should I go to a plastic surgeon?
Well, it depends on what it is. And without getting into a battle between plastic surgeons and dermatologists, first, you're correct to think about location being very important. And whether indeed, when you say precancers, that would determine it. If it's truly, truly a precancer, I think the derm can handle it. If it's cancer, the dermatologist who would handle it would be someone who's trained in something called a Mohs procedure. And so the regular dermatologist would not do it. Most dermatologists refer to other dermatologists who do Mohs. And the thing is with Mohs is they cut and they look in the lab right next door. They cut more, look in the lab right next door until they know it's gone, and then they sew you together. The plastic surgeon would just take a generous chunk because they're good at putting things together that have that go a little bit deeper and they are a little bolder. So I would say, again, truly, if this is precancerous, the dermatologist should be able to handle it. But make sure it is that, because I don't know how you can tell by looking. That's a fine line. Sometimes what looks precancerous isn't. And I'll tell you a personal story. Is I had something on my nose that I ignored, like everybody ignored, until one day when I was doing television, the television people wanted to do some billboards around town for me, and they did this billboard. And we previewed the billboard in the corridor of the building. You know, billboards are big. So they unrolled this huge billboard. My nose and my face in this billboard was as big as I am. You know, my nose was 6 feet tall. And there in the middle of my nose is a basketball. I said, whoa, that's a little different close up like this. So I went to dermatologist and thought it'd be a great television story. So I took a television crew with me. And in the middle of my nose. So they start working on it. They take a chunk, go to the lab. Oh, they didn't get it all. Take another chunk, go to the lab. Didn't get it all. This all happens in one session. And by the time they got to closing me up, this hole in the middle of my nose was the size of a quarter. And it was a challenge to get the edges closed. They were thinking about doing a little transplant. See, plastic surgeons will say that dermatologists sometimes can get out of their depth, you know, when they do this, and all of a sudden they need to start doing flaps and doing other fancy things to close these big openings. But most doctors, can handle it. Anyway, my dermatologist did a brilliant job. And he had to undermine my cheeks, you know, take a scissors, go under the skin and loosen it up to pull it together. If you look at me today, I don't think you could tell. There's no scar that I can see. So that's a good outcome, and nothing's ever come back, but I ignored it. So a range of answers to your question. If it's truly precancerous, the derm ought to be able to handle it and talk about most of him to make sure that they're not talking about that this is possibly cancer and might need more surgery at the time. All right? All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-TALK or 8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
$10 bid, Dwyer 50, $15, 15 for one, $15 twice, sold to the man in front row for $15.
No, I'm not here to bid. I was just scratching my nose.
Scratching his nose. Why are you sitting out scratching your nose, scratching your nose?
I'm your local GEICO agent. I'm here to help you save money on car insurance.
I don't understand. What are you talking about? Getting confused now.
I'm local, so if you ever want GEICO's low car insurance rates but want some personal service, I'm right here in your neighborhood. Always close by.
Well, that's comforting to know. Very comfortable. Feeling buzzing now. Let's go get coffee. Comforting to know. I love you. Very comfortable now.
If you ever need help saving money on car insurance, have questions about your policy, or just want a free rate quote, your local GEICO agent is always close by.
Your local GEICO office can help you insure more than just your car. They can help you with motorcycles, boats, homeowners, renters, and other insurance products. For a free rate quote, call 925-676-1111 today. That's 925-676-1111, or visit your local GEICO office at 2340 B Monument Boulevard in Pleasant Hill.
When is a new home sale more than just a new home sale? The answer? When it's a D.R. Horton, America's Builder Screaming Home Sale. At first blush, you may find the name a little over the top, but once you see the screaming prices, you'll understand. For 2 days, this Saturday and Sunday, October 23rd and 24th, D.R. Horton will be offering the lowest prices of the year on new homes at 12 communities with $26.5 million in inventory to sell this weekend. Some homes are ready for move-in just in time for the holiday season, while others are available for your personalization. Some are complete with blinds, backyard landscaping, and refrigerator. And some are awaiting your imagination. All are at the lowest prices of the year. Screaming prices will be available at participating D.R. Horton Northern California and Reno sales offices beginning Friday, October 22nd. But beware, your screams may shake the neighbors. But after you see the screaming prices, you will be moving into a new D.R. Horton built for better living home. D.R. Horton, America's builder. You're gonna scream for joy.
Salty, crunchy, nutty. While we could be referring to candidates in the upcoming election, we're actually talking about Trader Joe's roasted seaweed snacks. This is John Bassalone of Trader Joe's. With our roasted seaweed snacks, we found a snack food that manages to surprise people the first time they try it. They're surprised by its light, airy crunch. They're surprised by its intriguing, nutty flavor. They're really surprised by how little salt it has. The two things that surprise them most? An entire package has only 60 calories and costs just 99 cents. We'll warn you, though, after the surprise wears off, the craving kicks in. People can't get enough. Customers have been known to buy them by the case or come back to the store every day in anticipation of a new delivery of roasted seaweed snacks. Pack them in your lunchbox or briefcase. They make excellent gifts for teachers, coaches, and mail carriers. And they won't cost you a fortune. Each pack is 99 cents every day, only at Trader Joe's. For the location of your neighborhood Trader Joe's, check us out at TraderJoe's.com. Thanks for listening.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Kyle just came up with a good theme song, an introduction. Oh, header, pick me a letter. I don't know why that strikes me so funny, but it is time for Outpatient Inbox. So, header, pick me a letter.
That is so cute. So many kids I've known over my life, you know, can't really say Heather, so they say header.
Header.
Yeah, this is great. I just found this. It just came in. I love this. From Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, Dr. Adele. Biologically, how much is a woman, and or how much is a man? Ultimately, I'm seeking a percentage answer, but I'm also interested in the factors that lead to the calculation of the answer. Is this question ever discussed in med school? The question is sourced in my personal understanding and belief, as a portrait photographer, that men and women are mostly alike, as in my philosophical stance that we are purple people first, and gender second, that a woman is not mostly a woman nor a man mostly a man, but both mostly are mostly a human and maybe even 20% gender or 30%. My personal guess is 12%. Is that too high? I'd love to hear how science or medicine would answer this.
Oh, that is a beautiful question. And of course, for a lot of great questions, there really are no specific answers, except your implications are surely true in that there is no black and white way of determining this. Yes, XY chromosomes and XX. But after that is very, very fluid. Just like, you know, we and primates and chimpanzees have, you know, 98% of our genes or even more are alike. It's the same with gender. If you pick certain aspects of gender, and for instance, if you take something that is still traditionally thought men are better than women at, and that is, say, upper body strength, you will see many women who are stronger than some of the weaker men. You try to take any intellectual area, like women are better at conversation and languages, there's going to be huge overlap. Men are supposed to be better at mathematics. But these are simply bell-shaped curves. And when you talk about sexual orientation, it's the same deal. If you say zero is a pure, absolutely unadulterated heterosexual, and 10 is an absolute, pure, unadulterated, never had a heterosexual thought in their life, homosexual, there are very few zeros and tens in the world. Most people, you know, fall between 1 and 9. And there is a range, depending on how you define it. Your thoughts and your fantasies versus your actions. There are a lot of people who've never had, you know, you know where I'm going with that. So it's a very good question. And yes, of course, we are humans first. I try to make this point when it comes even to race and to people who are different than we are. And when I see us try to divide ourselves by religion, I go ballistic and try to divide ourselves by race. The same thing. We are Homo sapiens. We are a single species. And I wish we could address issues that face us as humans, as opposed to facing us as different political and religious and gender entities. So I don't know how you define that women are different if you extract culture. If we did an experiment where we raised a bunch of young newborn babies, boys and girls, in isolation, right, in separate isolated cells, and we fed them and exposed them to the same information, what would emerge? Would all the cultural aspects of gender emerge and we would see clearly certain preferences? It would be interesting. Now, we've done this certainly, in animals, and there are isolated cases of human beings that have been subjected to adverse environments, but you can't draw conclusions from that. So there's a lot of it. It's about socialization. But by the same token, hormones do play a role. I can give hormones, male hormones, to a woman, and she will get more aggressive. Picking up on the theme that men are more aggressive. And by the same token, the two genders and their certain differences that do appear are extraordinarily important for us, for survival, for the partnership, you know, that's necessary for the gathering of resources and for the care and feeding and propagation of children. So I understand your point. There are differences, viva la difference, and yet it's not as severe as some would make it. Is that an answer? All right, let's talk to Marianne in Chicago. How you doing?
Doctor.
Hi, you're on the air, ma'am.
Hi. Okay, the reason for my call is I've called once before, and I listen to your show every Sunday, and I hear you talk about homeopathic doctors. Well, my daughter is seeing one for her son, who is 6 years old. He has a little bit of asthma, and he gets the croup. He's 6 years old, and he gets the croup in the middle of the night. And I was over there a couple of times, and I see that she's giving him a lot of vitamins, and they're from the homeopathic doctor. And one of them is called Ribes Nigrum, and I looked that one up on the computer, and I know what that is. That's black currant, and it's supposed to be, like, high in vitamin C. It's an antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
Probably good. But there's so many others that she gives him. One's hypothomopath. One's a lymph tone.
These sound like homeopathic vitamins and homeopathic remedies. Is that right?
That's what they are. There's at least 10 of them that she gives them.
Right. Well, I'm upset, Marianne. I'm very upset. And I don't know how you're going to reach your daughter. This is dangerous. You know, asthma in a child needs to be addressed by the pediatrician. Asthma can be very dangerous in a child. Children die in asthma attacks. And the fact that she's going to, you know, some quack that wants to treat this with nothing, because that's what homeopathy is. What you just described to me, there's no current in that product. There's no anything in these products. They are diluted. It's so hard to describe this. You know, you take the initial dilution and put a drop into 100 cc's or something, and then take a drop of that and put another 100 cc's, and you shake it up, and you do that 100 times. That's 100x. What could possibly be in there? Nothing. So here's a child with asthma who's coughing in the night and is getting zero treatment. And if that child got seriously ill and she was doing this particular treatment, that kid would be taken away from her. It's just that, you know, it's asthma, and people don't take that as seriously. If this was a truly death-dealing disease consistently, like if a child had cancer doing this. So I don't know how you're going to reach her. You can tell her you talked to a doctor that challenged her to come up with any evidence whatsoever that there is anything in homeopathic medicine. Most people who do homeopathy, when you ask them, what do you think is in that medicine? They think what they read in the labels in the medicine. They don't know about this dilution factor. You see that they diluted it down so much there's not a molecule left of whatever the original substance is, and that original substance is weird things. You know, the predicate is on this is nonsense. You know, duck liver? Duck liver? And you see, you're supposed to take something that would cause a child to cough, that would cause asthma, and then you dilute it down so much that there's none of it left, and that's the treatment for asthma. That, my friends, is a foundation for homeopathy. So I have to leave it up to you. You know your daughter. She could get mad at you. She can be resentful of you. And if I knew how to play this one, I would tell you. I just see families get into arguments about it all the time. And if she wants to call the program, or if you can record this, or you can go to some websites, you can hear this call over again and play it for her. And she needs to care about her kid first and foremost. And she needs to talk to her pediatrician about what she's doing, assuming she has one that she trusts. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. Stay there.
Now at the Home Depot, get 10% off all Energy Star qualified appliances of $398 or more. Add free delivery and haul away that's really free, plus all the money you'll save on water or electric bills, and you actually save three times. We're lowering the cost of a more energy efficient home with 10% off all Energy Star appliances. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through October 27th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Kevin Richards is having problems with his identity.
Hey, Kev.
God, what now?
Check it out. I met a guy out there, had a credit score of 530. How low can you go?
Maybe his identity did something stupid.
Hey, wait.
Like talking to goons from Kazakhstan.
Hey, those guys were nice.
Knowing your credit score is a good start, but Identity Guard has more. Credit reports, state-of-the-art protection, and 24/7 monitoring. Identity Guard. Your identity is counting on you. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
How old were you when you stopped playing? Chances are it didn't happen overnight. As you grew up, information got elevated. Imagination got downgraded. We stopped playing and started stressing. Kaiser Permanente encourages you to follow your kid's lead and put some playback in your day. It's as natural and necessary as sleep. Physically, play boosts immune function, lowers blood pressure and cholesterol. And what it does for your emotional and mental health is pure refreshment. Toss a ball around and see how it lightens your mood. Notice how a hand of cards changes your outlook. Jump rope and watch your creativity soar. Best of all, play keeps you young, like no pill, no program, no procedure can. So take that kayak lesson you've been putting off. Learn a new song on the piano. The truth is, the day you stop playing is the day you start aging. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
Are you ready for some straight talk about home mortgages? Fremont Bank has the answers. We offer a no-closing cost fixed-rate mortgage with a rate as low as 3.75% APR. And unlike some banks and mortgage brokers, when we say no closing cost, we truly mean it. No escalating monthly payments, no hidden fees, no prepayment penalties, nothing extra. In addition to great rates at 3.75% APR, you receive straight answers to all your questions, an easy application process, and local friendly customer service. Why not try a strong, trusted community bank that has been helping homeowners for over 45 years? Apply now for a mortgage with Fremont Bank. Call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI. Fremont Bank. Not too big, not too small, just right.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 10/15/2010. Subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk to Maggie. How you doing, Maggie? Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Udell. Yes, hi.
Ma'am.
I have a daughter who's 8 years old, and she's been training for gymnastics since she was 5 years old. And I've been told by several people that gymnastics can hinder growth of a child. Is that true?
Well, in some ways it could be, just depending on a whole bunch of things. There's no stunting of growth from, you know, the bones. I mean, if a kid overdoes with bones, there are growth plates that can slip and things like that. But the issue is that when they get into their teenage years, if she's really serious about it, all the exercise keeps her body fat low, her periods don't start, and her growth can slow down. There's questions about whether it catches up at some particular point. But those are, you know, world-class kids, you know, you've seen them. They, you know, how old they are in the Olympics and how juvenile they look. And that's supposedly something that is carefully monitored by good coaches that keep track of this thing. It is very common for young girls who are athletes to not have their period start. And so the onset of their menstruation and fertility does get delayed. It's a big, you know, it's a question. It's a question. In the meantime, it's about fun. And I think, you know, this is something to keep up with your daughter right now. She enjoys it, and you can revisit the issue when she gets older, all right? But as long as you're aware of it. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Udell. That is the program. Please join us for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always, be well.
This is John Coupeau, president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association, with a question for homeowners. Could you keep your home if your property taxes tripled? That's what it was like when Jerry Brown was governor, before voters passed Proposition 13. In a recent debate, Tom Brokaw asked Meg Whitman and Jerry Brown where they stand on Prop 13. Whitman said she's running for governor to protect Prop 13. But Jerry Brown answered, "There are no sacred cows. We have to look at things." In 1978, Brown vigorously opposed Prop 13. Now it sounds like he's ready to repeal it. Without Prop 13, home ownership would be nearly impossible for millions of Californians. Meg Whitman is the only candidate taxpayers can trust to defend it. Join the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association Political Action Committee and vote for Meg Whitman on November 2nd, because Californians deserve a governor they can trust to cut taxes, cut spending, and protect Prop 13.
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor 2010.
Dave Ross for the Duck Spit. A few years ago, my wife and I decided to spend whatever it took to get the best bed we could find. And I admit, even though I'd heard about the Duck Spit, we went to a department store and spent almost $5,000 on the best they had. And it was terrible. But I figured it couldn't be the bed's fault. It must be us. Maybe the price was keeping me awake. And that's when the Duck's people said, "Try our bed." The first night, I realized why the ducks is the bed your back has been aching for. I could almost hear my back saying, thank you. What took you so long? And now, the price won't keep you up either. Because for a limited time, when you upgrade from your old bed, ducks is ready with a credit of up to $2,500. My guess is you'll sleep in a duck sooner or later, so do your back a favor. Make it sooner. Because while the duck's bed is for a lifetime, saving up to $2,500 is only for a limited time. At Duxiana stores in San Francisco, San Rafael, Walnut Creek, and Palo Alto, visit Dux.com. That's D-U-X.com. Or call 800-595-2000.
It's Gil Gross. So Juan Williams has an explanation.